your boy DJ ATLLM Styles kicking it with Six Eyes and the Squad. Drop it, drop it, drop it.
Your boy, DJ, ATL, Atlanta Style, and the Squad, you know the show, kicking it live, kicking it with Six Eyes, DJ, ATL, Atlanta Styles, and the Squad. Yo, I got to get the Squad in here, you know what? I know they're ready to roll, they're ready to do their thing, man. Let me bring them on in here. How's the Squad doing tonight? How y'all doing tonight? How y'all doing?
Hot.
What's going on?
Fine. Dynamite.
Hello. What's going on? What's going on? Good evening, everybody.
Good evening. Good evening. What's up, AJ?
How's everybody doing this evening?
All right.
How's everybody feeling?
Feeling good.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
I know.
How are you feeling?
My mental is good. Is that's what we're referencing? How's everybody mental? How are we mentally? Everybody doing mentally well?
Yeah, getting better.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, well, well. So, got the Squad on tonight, and we definitely got a lot to discuss. We're going to be discussing some things. This week was in a critical week. You know, we're going to talk about the gentleman, probably, he turned himself in, did the shooting in New York. We're going to talk about the Grand Aspect, the young man who got shot in the back of the head. And we're going to talk about some solutions to this. And we're going to give some help numbers, some help outlines to some outreach, some citizens to try to, you know, get some of this stuff solved so we can keep moving forward. But I want to make sure that I put a public announcement out here that I just want everyone to hear this. And I know a lot of people might have a lot to say about this. I just want to put it out here. Stop assisting arrest. Okay?
Yeah.
99% of the time, if you don't assist arrest, you will end up dead. So I just want y'all to put that out there. I don't care whatever situation, just don't assist arrest. Just go ahead and be arrested. And if he's wrong, y'all go to court. You come out a lot better that way. So I'm going to go ahead and pass the ball to my folks, man. We'll get this show rolling. All right, here we go. It's your boy, DJ ATL, Atlanta Styles.
Good evening, good evening. Queen, you in here?
I am here, sir. Hi.
Why don't you go ahead? We can set that up for the first.
All right. Well, good evening, everyone. This is the Queen. Hope all is well. Thanks, everyone, for being here. And since he brought it up, we are going to talk about the shooting in New York. And we're glad that he was apprehended without incident. So that's a good thing. They also talked about his record. And so having a record, a long arrest record, I mean, what does that mean? Does that have anything to do with what he did? Should that even be a factor? So what y'all think? I mean, just tell me what you think. Anybody?
May I?
Yes, you may.
I just feel like, you know, that doesn't justify anything, you know, mm-hmm. just because he had a record, supposed to shoot him, you know. I'm just not agreeing with that.
Right. Right.
Moments ago,
Frank Robert James was stopped on the street and arrested by members of the New York City Police Department. Officers, in response to a Crime Stoppers tip, stopped Mr. James at 1:42 p.m. at the corner of St. Mark's Place and First Avenue in Manhattan. He was taken into custody without incident and has been transported to an NYPD facility. He will be charged with committing yesterday's appalling crime in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Thank you. And that's the good thing about it, and they have to understand, he turned himself in. He called 911. He was sitting there waiting on them. Yeah, I didn't have to go looking for this man. This man wasn't trying to resist arrest. He was right there waiting on y'all. So, I mean,
at McDonald's. Made the call himself.
At McDonald's.
Right. But, I mean, what do you think about 62-year-old trying to paint the picture of mental instability? And of course, they always want to go to the Facebook and the Twitter pages and try to pull up past comments, and it paints a scary picture. I mean, if we are to believe who this man he is, who they want us to say, I mean, believe that he is, that's a scary thought. But how many more like him are out here?
Are out there, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had a lot to say. He talked about the world that's going on now. He talked about Ukraine. He talked about Russia. He talked about a lot. Mm-hmm. This just sounds like somebody that's really going through a lot, as of a lot of us. Some others just, you know, he just handled it a little differently. But it sounds like a man with a lot on his mind. You know, he talked about mm-hmm. everything that's going on in the world right now. He wasn't talking to no particular people, so it wasn't anything racial. He was just there to just get some stuff out. And, of course, it's not right. Please don't think I'm agreeing with nothing he's done. But I'm just trying to understand why he did it. So back in 1984, when Bernard Getz had a subway shooting, and he shot those four black guys that he thought was trying to rob him, he was labeled as a vigilante. He was labeled as a hero because they thought he was trying to rob them. Those are just four young men sitting in the back of the bus, under the subway. So what makes a difference now? Here we are 20-some-odd years later. Y'all looking at this man like he's somebody, a deranged lunatic, but this man shot four young black boys. So what's the difference? So where do we draw the line at here?
Mm-hmm. And that goes back to some of the mental health wellness checks that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
With all that's going on in the world right now, the shootings are going up. The craziness is becoming something chaotic and hectic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to think about what they said this man did. Yeah, I guess it was a Glock pistol that he purchased in Columbus, Ohio, almost 10 years ago. Then you got to think about the whole story. They said he was in, I believe it was Akron.
Yeah.
He was doing something in Akron and then ended up in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Then ended up in a U-Haul, parked not too far from the subway station.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And my whole thing was, what did you need a U-Haul for in the first place? But, you know, there's always, you know, throw a U-Haul in it. There's a lot of scenarios where there's always a U-Haul. But then you got to think about it. This 62-year-old man walked with, I believe, one pistol, maybe two. I'm not certain upon the second firearm. But then you've got gas canisters. You got a gas mask.
Mm-hmm.
And they have camera shots of this man until he gets into the platform of the subway. Then, coincidentally, the cameras go out.
Right.
He gets on the subway. Go ahead. Yeah, absolutely.
I need to come in because I got a name for this, because y'all, if this stuff is more of a longer stretch than I think it is now, and we were saying mental health, I think it's now surpassed a lot. And they got a new saying for this, and I just decided to use it, and I think this makes sense. It's called crossover. Mm-hmm. And what crossover is someone that says, okay, I'm so angry at everything that's going on in my life and in my little box. I get so mad that I go out and I'm going to go do something stupid. I'll shoot up everyone, and I'll do things. I'll run over people in front of them with a car because that's another incident we had that happened this week. A guy decided to get so angry, and he was 62 years old as him, decided that the woman was in front of him had cut him off. Mm. She gets out the car, and he tries to run her over, not just once, but twice. And then after the cops pull him over, he says, oh, well, you know, I'm just angry. I just can't. So they make excuses, same as this gentleman when he was locked, when they got him in custody. Oh, yeah, I did shooting, my man, but I was just angry. I'm turning myself in, but, you know, I had my breakdown, just like at Will Smith. You slap somebody across the face. Oh, well, you know, I didn't mean to do it. I had a breaking point. So it's a new thing that I see that's going on, and we call it a crossover now. I think that's what we call it. It's a crossover. Because somehow the person that does it, after the fact, oh, it's not me. It's my problems, and it's my other issues on top of it, and I'm having a mental breakdown. So I just wanted to put that out there to go forward to know what I'm saying. And I know it's a whole different definition, a whole new word, and I'm calling it crossover because some reason is happening more, not just to us, but it's happening across the board. But it is more focused to us as more because when you look at this TV and young people and all people look, they see these imagery. Now we have a new imagery for adults that's older that we would think that would not do these things. We're not even think about consensus. We say, hey, I'm going to get angry. I'm going to go over here. No, they lose control, and they go slap people. They hit people, and they say, okay, well, you know, it's not me. It's just that I'm going through things. So I wanted to put that out there to you guys on that level because that situation matches to what we're going on because for some reason with this gentleman, they had a whole bunch of crazy stuff going around the United States at the same time with this idiot. I mean, I'm not going to say idiot, but I'm going to say this gentleman shooting up down there. You had people also, other guys beating their wives, then trying to make excuse. It was all in the name. You had a guy who decided to tie up, an older guy decided to tie up his children and say that, well, he just had a breakdown. And I'm calling it now a new name called crossover because when they do these things, they try to make excuse that, well, all my problems caused me to do this, but it's not me. So I'm passing the ball back. I just wanted to put that out there so you guys can really have a deep conversation because it's more than mental health now because it seems like they are aware of what they're doing when they're doing these things.
And we so much appreciate it. Yeah. If you hold on one quick moment of balance, Clayton, let me get it. I'll get to you. I just want to finish my thought real quick. So you have to think about this man, 62 years old, on the platform. Then he gets onto the subway. Now, remember, he's got all this. So imagine everybody's on the subway car, right? Y'all sitting down doing whatever you're doing. And then all of a sudden, you see this man pull out a gas mask, pistol, gas canisters, and start releasing the gas canisters all over the place, right? And then he starts to shoot people, right? Mm-hmm. So I believe that it was 29 people who were shot. Mm-hmm. No fatalities. So it goes back to what Queen was talking about, some of the things that they've been trying to research about this man's history and the picture that they're trying to paint about this man. I don't know how many times you've heard a story of somebody shooting a lot of people and nobody, no fatalities.
Right.
So you have to think about what was his mental state, or as DJ ATL put it, is, you know, moving towards a crossover per se, right? So then you got to think about after all that, the calamity, the chaos, everything that's going on, this man calmly, coolly, collectively ran out, walked out, however you want to put it, with everybody else, and went on just a nice stroll. You know what I mean? Right. It's not like the man was hiding. He wasn't on the run. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you have to think about in a mental state of somebody where, like you say, his history. What is his history? Like you say, like Queen said, where does this notion come from? You know, what makes somebody just wake up one day and decide, you know what, I'm gonna go shoot up a whole subway station? You know what I'm saying? And like DJ ATL said, there's you know, people running people over. You know, we've got all kinds of shootings. We had another shooting in Cleveland. We've got shootings going on all around. So we have to really just take into consideration we're out walking around. You never know. You could get caught up in anything. So you have to really be aware. Be conscientious of your surroundings, especially when you're with your kids, you know, the elderly. Just really pay attention when you're out in public to what's going on. With that, I'm complete.
Ms. Clayton, did you want to say something?
Yes, I did. You know, I too, you know, I listen and I'm thinking in my mind because I can't wrap my mind around it. I can't wrap my thought around it. It simplifies that to me, sometimes we overlook the little simple things, you know, our control. Do we know that this was not set up or to make a statement of some kind? This is a statement being made because no fatality. Do you realize that the ammunition that this man had could have took out all 29 of those that was hit and injured? Don't you think it, mentally, emotionally, that something else had to play a part, but it didn't meet the criteria? Why would an individual have a U-Haul and have these artillery on if somebody wasn't in place for something to be carried out?
Right.
So it was simplified that not saying because he was African American, it could have been anybody.
Right.
Could have been anybody, but that mental thing of control is out of whack. Out of whack. It's so much that are going on mentally now that's out of whack that somebody is pushing, like somebody pushed the pen to fire, somebody pushed the pen, amen, to delete. You know, somebody is pushing a pen, and it's not because it didn't make sense. It didn't make sense if you look at it and you play this scenario out. What right sense? What right mind? Because he's in his right mind.
Mm-hmm.
He's truly in his right mind.
He is. Mm-hmm.
You know, he's truly in his right mind. There is nothing psychological, mental in reference to that. It was something that was not carried out and to make a statement. I'm complete.
And just real quick, unshakable, real quick, baby. And remember, they said the gun jammed. So remember, if the gun wouldn't have jammed, how many more people could have got shot, and maybe there could have been a fatality? You know, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But absolutely uncheckable. Go ahead, sweetie.
Now, this makes me think back a few years. Well, it probably was more than a few years ago when the guy in Las Vegas shot out into the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was they mental at that point, you know, at that time? Like, they know exactly what they be doing. Like, come on now. All this time he was living up in this room, and they say he kept bringing in bags and stuff. Y'all have now one time checked this man?
Right.
That could have been prevented.
Absolutely.
I'm complete.
Absolutely. Thank you, sweetie. And that's crazy. Absolutely. Go ahead.
I think sometimes when stuff like that happens, this is the queen, by the way, because we had a man here that did some bombings down in the Atlanta Centennial Park during the Olympics one year. And he actually was from here. He hid here up in our mountains, this, that, and the third. They looked for that man for years. And their whole thought was the fact that they felt like he was up in the woods and in the mountains somewhere hiding. When they found him or came across him accidentally, there was a young black girl taking out trash at a restaurant she worked at, and she went out the back door to the dumpster. He happened to be out there by the dumpster, and she called him and found there he was. But there was nothing wrong with this man. This man was absolutely fine because he was able to escape from them for 3 years. So although mental illness is something big now, we can't put everything on mental illness. For that man to have all that ammunition and to shoot like he shot he knew he couldn't kill people.
Right.
So we have to really start looking into what's going on. That's why I said you can't be mean to people, because you don't know what people
right.
are going through. You don't know what's in their mind. You don't know what's in their thoughts, what's in their heads. And there could be nothing wrong with that person, period. But if they
right.
keep getting stuff thrown at them, keep getting picked on, like bullying with our kids, then our kids fight back by shooting each other, by killing each other, by killing
mm-hmm.
themselves. So we
mm-hmm.
can't always say, oh, it's mental, it's crazy. It is not. It is not.
Right.
There's so much more going on in our heads and in our life. We have to stop being so one-sided and closed-minded and think
right.
everything is mental illness. No, he's crazy. He's not crazy. Because if this man was
right.
crazy, he could have killed up the whole darn subway.
Yeah.
And I'm complete.
And that goes back to what DJ ATL was talking about when you talk about the crossover.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it goes to what Queen is referencing right now. It, like I say, there's the mental aspect of it, and then there's that other part, and that's when we come into the crossover.
Mm-hmm.
We don't understand, other than we understand there's something outside is going on, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, going on in the world, the whole planet right now. It's just like everything is just going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have to definitely be conscientious and aware of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
we don't understand right now what's going on in anybody's mind. You don't know
mm-hmm.
what's going on. There's so much pressure, so much trials, tribulations, turmoils. There's so much
mm-hmm.
going on right now. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So, yes, absolutely, definitely, please be careful while you're out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
completely
thankful.
Definitely.
You.
Amen.
May I?
Absolutely, you may.
I mean, hearing all this right here, definitely my mental is, like, kind of shifting by what happened today at one of our biggest malls in South Carolina. A shooting occurred where right now it's just suspects of four men right now. 15 people shot. There's four on critical list, ranging from the age of 15 to 73 years old. I myself almost went to that mall this morning to, you know, to get some Easter shopping done for my kids and stuff. Just felt kind of sick and didn't go this morning. I thank God on that one, but my heart goes out to a lot of people. So my thing is there any way that you can actually prepare for anything that's really going on? And with my opinion, the only thing you can really do is keep your eyes peeled open and always check for something that just don't seem right. You know, sometimes you can get that gut feeling that something about to happen or something just don't seem right that you're looking at certain people. But is there any really preparation to get you ready for something that actually can happen? My mind is just, like, messed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to have to start walking. Everybody's going to have to start walking around with a bulletproof vest on in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
May I?
Absolutely, you may.
You know, it just behooves me, amen, that's my cliche. Every day in my closing prime ministry, watch your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
Watch your surroundings. Pray about everything and thank that man above for all things. Because one thing for sure, we can be too close for comfort and can't even see what's in the mirror next to us because we're too close for comfort. You know, and sometimes we get comfortable and we stop hearing, we stop watching each and everything now. Do you know that they're putting notes on cards now? They're putting notes on cards and the note that they're putting on the cards and they put, you know how you come out of the store and you got a card there on your window where there has been proven that card had been soaking in something that causes a knockout. Cause you're the knockout and there are people that sit in the parking lot waiting until you know, we don't think we just pick up. We pick up, you know, when you pick it up, it's something that almost just take the breath out of you. Take the breath out of you and then they come and then try to insist or push you into whatever vehicle that they're using. Watch your surrounding people. Let us please watch our surroundings. Don't be too close for comfort, amen, to God be the glory, but watch everything and thank the man above for all things that he does for us, seen and unseen.
May I?
Absolutely.
This goes for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You never know who's watching you. It's somebody always watching us.
That's right.
That's what I tell my daughter
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the only one outside sitting in a car.
Mm-hmm. That's
it's somebody watching you. You ain't the only one up. You're not.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody
mm-hmm.
is always watching you. That's how a lot of girls and boys get kidnapped and everything.
Because mm-hmm.
there's somebody out there watching you. Watch your surroundings.
Yeah.
Don't be by yourself at all times, you know. Be with somebody.
Somebody.
I'm complete.
May I please?
Go grab one. Absolutely, ma'am.
Thank you. And you know, piggybacking on that, don't always stick to your same routine. You know, if you
mm-hmm.
there could be people in your neighborhood watching you.
Mm-hmm.
If you leave your house at 6:30 because you got to be working at 7, leave at 6:15,
mm-hmm.
leave at 6:45. You know, if you go down the street and you turn to the left, then go to the right one day. You know, just change up some of the stuff you do. Don't stick to the norm because one thing, nothing is normal anymore. So don't stick to the norm. You know, if you go down
that's
the street, you park in the parking lot, and you park in the third parking space, park in the seventh one. You know, just do something
mm-hmm.
different because somebody is watching you.
Somebody.
Just like I tell people mm-hmm. when we're talking on these chat lines, don't be too quick to give what you're giving your information because that person
mm-hmm.
told you they're in Georgia, that person told you they're in Kentucky. They could
mm-hmm.
be right down the street from you.
Mm-hmm.
So just watch what
that's
you
right.
do, watch your surroundings,
right.
cover your tail. And just because there's
sure.
somebody out there just waiting. Somebody's waiting for the opportunity to grab you. I tell my daughter that all the time. Somebody is waiting to get you.
Somebody. Mm-hmm.
And with that, I am complete.
And real quick, just to piggyback off that, something that Mr. Six was talking to us about when it comes to the decoy and switch.
Mm-hmm.
And basically that is if you're a man and you're out in public, you know, most men may have a wallet. Couple of dollars, mostly credit cards or whatever, you know, leave that in your glove compartment or take another wallet with you
mm-hmm.
with, you know, nothing in it, some fake credit cards, old credit cards, whatever the case may be, because we understand that there are people out here, like Queen said, they sit around the parking lots, they're watching you, whether you're at ATMs, wherever you're at, stores, trying to see, you know, do you got a wallet, is it easy access, can I rob you, stick you up, and if you have that decoy, you know, and you do the switch on them, then they get nothing. Same thing for the women. You know, a lot of women like to carry everything and then some in the kitchen sink in their purses. You know what I mean? So sometimes, you know, have you another purse where there's nothing in it that's going to be that you're going to worry about losing or somebody taking from you. You know, and it doesn't cost much to go get a wallet. It doesn't cost that much to go get, you know, a purse. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't really have any value to it. So those are just simple things that you can do, you know, the decoy and switch when you're out in public and try to think about that. And even with, you know, even with the kids nowadays, some of the young ladies, you know, they like purses. I still believe that's a fashionable thing. You know what I'm saying? But that might be to somebody else like, oh, okay, that's a target.
Mm-hmm.
So just other things that you know, you can think about that might be able to help you when you're out in public. With that, I'm complete.
I'll make it really quick. I was laughing because my grandmother used to always tell me the best pocket a female has is up in that breast, baby. You got to take your main card out of your cash and put it up in that breast. Baby, you
right.
good.
Right.
They can have that purse, okay?
You can have that purse. That's the thing I want is right here. My grandma said,
and
the
that still works
could
today.
Ever have.
Right.
And that still works today, ladies. That still works today.
It does.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
It does. You are correct.
Two pieces. Lady. You said you wanted to say something, sir.
That was
yes.
Godfather.
Oh, okay. Yes, Mr. Godfather. Absolutely, sir.
I mean, when you meet people, don't be too quick to give people your information and tell
right.
your business so quick. I mean, some people meet people and they tell everything, no, and plus they
yes,
don't know about themselves. You don't do that.
Because
yeah. when you do that, people know just about your business as you do. So you need to be careful who you talk to and what information you give out.
Mm-hmm.
complete.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you for that, sir.
Yes, sir.
This will be a good time, huh?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, it's just crazy out here, you know, especially when we're talking in these chat rooms. Don't. Mm-hmm. Everybody ain't your friend. And, you know, people like, I'm from Chicago. Okay. What that mean? We ain't cool like that.
Right.
So, you know, I've been knowing people on these chat lines for years, and some of them don't even have my information, don't even know my real name.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
You know, just keep it to a minimum, people. Mm-hmm. People ain't who you think they are. And that's fact.
How many gun fights will continue to grow? How many times will mothers and other siblings have to make arrangements? Let's put down our guns. Let's embrace and have fun. Remember, the life you take, you can't replace it. Also remember, life is uncertain, but death is sure. This is the Godfather reporting live from 6i Radio Network. Have a good day.
Thank you
absolutely.
For that.
I come
absolutely.
In.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
We're getting
absolutely.
Ready to, right. We're getting ready to go to a little commercial break right quick, and we're going to play the public announcement. I always like to do that announcement because it's very important. It's something that
yes,
we
sir.
Do need to always push out here when people are driving. I'm going to go ahead and play that, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
Happy holidays from Six Eyes Radio.
This is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers, and you're listening to Six Eyes Radio.
This is Lynn Townsend. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right. We are back live, back on the Six Eyes Radio Network. You know how we do it. So we'll get back in this deep conversation we're having. So go ahead, guys. The squad, do y'all thing.
Appreciate that, Mr. DJ ATL. Everybody still here with me? Squad?
Yes.
Check. Absolutely. What we have next on the agenda for tonight, Ms. Queen?
Well, let's talk about, let's go into some sports.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Really, though? Okay. All right.
Okay. Let's part and joy.
Yes, ladies. Miss Queen says sports.
Not
my favorite
sports.
Topic.
It's
I don't know.
Speaking on 6i Radio Network.
You know what it is? It's pride and joy. Black and yellow team. That's right. Black and yellow, you know what it is. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback at 2018 Heisman Trophy finalist at Ohio State was struck and killed by a dump truck on Saturday morning while trying to cross highway on foot in South Florida. Police said Hackett will re-sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers in March and serving as a reserve last season was 24. Haskell was trying to cross the Interstate 595 westbound lane near Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport in Broadway County when a dump truck hit him. It has been reported shortly after 6:30 a.m. This is 6 Eye Radio Network with Ms. Pride and Joy. Speaking on Grief Does Matter. You can be here today, but gone tomorrow. Stay focused like the doves. You know what it is.
Black and yellow, black and yellow.
Black and yellow, black and yellow.
Yellow, black and yellow.
Like a mama.
Okay.
But yes, to continue with the sports, though, there is a lot of shakeups going on in sports, period. Football, I can't wait for football. Go Browns, by the way. Boy. Baker Mayfield, as y'all know, he's no longer the quarterback for the Browns. You know what I mean? So I believe it's Daryl Queen Haskins. Am I saying that right?
Yeah,
no?
Dwayne
okay.
Haskins. Yeah.
Dwayne, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes,
sir. Right, so, yeah, y'all be on the lookout for that. We got a few new pieces. We've added to the Browns. So, yeah, we on your ass this year. Just know that. I predict Super Bowl in the near future.
Right,
I'm putting it out there. You say what?
Bring it.
Okay, man.
Bring
but
it
yeah,
on.
Though, that
bring
that's gonna look forward to. Somebody
bring
trying to say
on.
Something?
I don't know. I just said bring it on. That's all I said.
No, what,
bring it.
What y'all gonna do out there? The Panthers? You what you got?
Find us a quarterback. I hope. I mean, we had a few
you,
things.
You want Kaepernick?
Around,
you want Kaepernick?
No, because I'm ready to say the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm not trying to worry about what that man's talking about.
Well, has anybody found out what team Colin Kaepernick? Has anybody heard the updates? Has he been selected yet? Has any team chosen him yet? Does anybody know? Can anybody look that up? Maybe research that real quick. If we don't have an answer for that, I'd like to know that myself.
I don't know. Where is Colin going?
What about anybody else? Do you have any interesting things? MLB? NHL? NFL?
May I?
Tennis? Absolutely, you might.
May I'm sports fanatic. I'm in a college town, you know, sports. Amen. And not too far from the Jaguars and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and, you know, and Atlanta Falcons, you know. So I'm just all around. You know, but my family member, I played with the Pittsburgh Steelers when he got drafted. He got drafted with Pittsburgh Steelers. And he also played with Detroit Lions and Cleveland Browns. So I'm in the sports family. You know, I love sports. I love basketball. I like long shots. You know, long strokes, I like them. You know, three-pointers, I like as well. So, yeah, I'm all about them three points.
Sound like a continuation of Dirty Minds, huh?
I love okay. you, Sheila.
But I want to complete it. Well,
we love you, Mr. Vanderslay.
We love you, baby.
Love you, baby. I love you.
This is good, huh?
I got you right, baby.
May I come in? This is DJ ATL.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Mr. Colin Kaepernick. So as far as we know right now for Colin Kaepernick, he's been working out with in the last, I think, 16 hours ago, he was working out with the Panthers. So
He is trying to pursue a football career again in the NFL, which is, to me, I would say is interesting that he's pushing himself to go back to the NFL, which, as I always told people, his career is not – his career is based off him being an NFL player. He's been, you know, he was groomed to be an NFL player. That's what he does. That's his profession. So I really felt that the league itself, holding him out in the league, really was not a good option for someone you – as far as this is what he does to feed his family. Let's say that. We'll see where it goes from here. I know that he also had visit also with the Cleveland Browns. So, but he also was visiting your team too. So he's checking out what places there have, actually have let him look and see whether he's potential to become a quarterback. And I know there's a lot of moves that's been going on this year for quarterbacks. So he is a possibility he will probably get picked up this year.
Hopefully in North Carolina.
Y'all take him.
Well,
no,
I'm going to pass the ball to the most famous thing on Six Eyes Radio, the squad. Go ahead and do your thing.
And I appreciate you for that update, Mr. DJ HL. Appreciate you for that, sir, because I really wanted to know what that is. Absolutely, you may.
I want to drive down to college and give shout outs to my Lady Gamecocks national champions. National champions.
Yes.
Okay,
I am an alumni of the Gamecocks. So, you know, I gotta throw it out there. You know, a lot of people get slipping on them lady female sports. But the Lady Gamecocks with Don Staley as the head coach won the national championship. So go Gamecocks. I love them to death.
Appreciate that, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, does anybody watch soccer? Has anybody noticed soccer has started becoming a real big thing in America? I grew up playing soccer. I love playing soccer. But I've just been noticing as I flip through the channels that there's lots of more games being played. Has anybody else noticed that? Because somebody told me that they might be trying to replace Major League Baseball, and I don't see that happening. But
yeah,
absolutely,
you
may.
Go ahead. Okay, this is Miss Pride and Joy and 6 Hour Radio Network. I'm going to be speaking on today my team, which is Miss Black and Yellow, Dwayne Haskins for Pittsburgh Steelers, the quarterback that died at the age of 24. He was a finalist of the Heisman Trophy 2018 at Ohio State, where he was struck and killed by a dump truck on last Saturday, April the 9th, 2022, trying to cross the highway on foot in South Florida. The police said that Haskins was just re-signed with Pittsburgh Steelers in March. He served as a reserve last year. Haskins was trying to cross Interstate 595 westbound lane near Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport in Broward County when the dump truck hit him. The Florida Highway Patrol said that the incident was reported shortly after 6:30 a.m. The patrol said that he had been walking on the highway for unknown reason. In recent days, Haskins was in South Florida working out, captured on Instagram with some teammates, running back 22, Najee Harris, Haskins reserved for the Steelers last year, where he entered a one-year NFL season. He rose prominent at Ohio State, where he set a record for the CSU and Big Ten Conference record as a redshirt sophomore in 2015. Single season passing yard, 4,881. He led the Buckeyes from 13-1. Record finished third in voting for the Heisman Trophy Award for college football. He was the most outstanding football player. Washington State selected Haskins for 15 overall pick 2019 NFL draft, but he didn't live up to their lefty status. He played 16 games across the two seasons for Washington. Recorded, he started 13 started with release in December of 2022. Forward to the end of the second season, after he was benched and lost after he was fined undisclosed amount of money because he violated the team COVID-19 protocol by going without a mask to his girlfriend's birthday party. A month after release from the Steelers, they picked him up. He then entered as a regular season for Pittsburgh. He spent a season as third sitting quarterback behind the retired Ben Roethlisberger. Last month, Haskins signed with the Steelers for 1 year. He was set to compete against Mason Rudolph and the new Steeler, Death Chart. Mr. Cameron Hayward tweeted, Haskins meant a lot to everyone. His smile brightened up today. He was a really nice guy, and he always supported each and every person. On Chase Claypool, on the last day, he said, my last moments was with him. I couldn't believe how that day he was such a coach. He was telling everybody that he loved them. He was speaking to everybody as he was the coach. He was the team captain over all of them after they got working out. And then they absolutely was heartbroken to find out that he had passed away. Pittsburgh Steelers Mike Tomlin, he was devastated at the loss. He was lost for words. Unfortunate passing of Dwayne Haskins. He had become part of our family. He helped. He shared his heartbroken reaction to Haskins' untimely dismiss. Dwayne was a great teammate. Our thoughts and prayers goes out to his entire family and his wife. Peace and comfort during this difficult time, Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud honored Dwayne Haskins today at his spring game. He wore the same jersey that Haskins wore. Miss Pride and Joy. Huh. And I'm going to give you a number for grieving. It's 847-546-8225. Again, 847-546-8225. We can be alive today and gone tomorrow, or either gone in a few minutes. 6 Hour Radio Network, Miss Pride and Joy, and I'm complete.
Thank you. Thank you so much
Thank
for that.
You. You're welcome.
Absolutely,
may I?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, you may.
And first of all, my condolences do go out to his family and his friends, his loved ones. Speaking of being here today, gone tomorrow, Miss Uncheckable had something she wanted to talk about health-wise. They can also fall in the same category because if you don't have control of what she's about to talk about, you too can be here today and gone tomorrow.
Gone tomorrow. Check, check.
Check, check.
Yeah. That's very true.
Dictate moderate hypertension. Memory 2. Your systolic pressure is 163 millimeters of mercury. Your diastolic pressure is 69 millimeters of mercury. Your heart rate is 90 beats per minute. Your blood pressure indicates moderate hypertension.
It's important to know your numbers. Hypertension, blood pressure, it's a silent killer.
Mm-hmm.
Stay safe. Know your numbers. This is Uncheckable with the 6 Eyes Radio Network.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Very, very important. Ms. Jetty, you would like to address that?
Yes.
Go right ahead, Ms. Uncheckable. Apologize.
Blood pressure is very important. Some of you may know that I go through doing dialysis, you know, three days a week, and that's very important. Diabetes and high blood pressure, they run hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to know your numbers, your blood sugars, your blood pressure numbers, like, every day. Like, check them if you can. You know, it's kind of difficult. I do have a difficult time, and sometimes doing dialysis is not a fun thing, you know. So, you know, stay aware of your numbers, because here today, gone tomorrow. Because not in a million years I would think I would be on dialysis. But 14 years strong going with dialysis, and, you know, it's been a rough road. It hasn't been easy. So keep your numbers. Check your numbers. I'm complete.
May I please?
Absolutely.
And may God continue to bless you and keep you strong and go through what you have to go through. I'm going to give you a couple of numbers. We have the American Heart Association at 1-800-242-8721. We also have the American Diabetes Association with 1-800-342-2383. She was talking about hypertension and diabetes. If you don't know, hypertension is another word for high blood pressure. Normally, high blood pressure is 120 over 80. Anything up and above that, work on it. It's just, there's just no way around it. There's 120 over 80. Even if those numbers are not computing together, then you still got to work on it. Something's got to be done somewhere up or down, but 120 over 180. As far as diabetes, your numbers, if your number is 6.5 and up, you're diabetic stage. That's just all there is to it. If your numbers is between 5.7 and 6.5, you're pre-stage diabetic, which means you got some work to do. Don't think, though, that just because you're at pre-stage, that, oh, I'm going to stay at pre-stage, if I don't do it, I'm not going to ever get to diabetic. That's not true. Once you're at pre-stage, you need to go either way. You can go on up to diabetic, or you can come back down and not get anything. But just know your numbers. Check them regularly. If you don't know how to check them, go to your local health department. Go to your local physician. Know your numbers. Don't sleep on that. Know your numbers. And I'm asleep.
Just real. Go ahead.
Okay. Another thing. Your blood pressure, with people that do dialysis treatments, your blood pressure can be a little high when you first come in because you have, you know, accumulated so much fluid throughout your days, in between your days. So don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Giving up is not an option.
Right.
Just work on it. Like Queen said, just work on it. And I'm complete.
Right. And real quick, I would just like to add that I've had high blood pressure. And I've been declared diabetic. And by the grace of God, I'm no longer having to worry about insulin or taking pills. And that came with a lot of hard work, diet, and cardio. But it's just to touch on the high blood pressure, also to touch on the mental health, stress, you know, being frustrated, agitated. This also can add to your blood pressure. You know what I'm saying? So like she said, it's a silent killer, as Uncheckable said, in a lot of different ways. And you also have to keep in mind that you being angry, mad, stressed, frustrated, under a lot of pressure, going through a lot of things that we go through, that can also bring your blood pressure up, where it can cause you to maybe stroke out, have an aneurysm, you know, have a coronary, heart attack, things along those lines. So just wanted to throw that in there real quick, but absolutely. Call those numbers, get your numbers checked, you know, and stay monitoring if that's definitely what you need to do to stay alive. Like you said, you're here today, gone tomorrow, you never know. With that, I'm complete.
May I please?
Absolutely, ma'am. Let me go ahead and let Evangelist Clayton real quick, and we'll get right back to you, Ms. Pryor.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's so important. I'm a diabetic as well, and I have high blood pressure as well too, and I take certain medications, metformin, you know, Lasorda, those particular types of drugs. But it plays an immediate part. We have to learn how to let go and let God, even though that's so easy for us to say, let go and let God, you know, because you know that each and every day you're balanced. You have to balance out the do's and the don'ts. You have to balance those out in order to continue to stay steadfast and unmovable, you know, and stress. Stress was a big part that played with me, you know, in the loss of my mom. And I didn't realize all the preparation before she transformed over, you know, and I went through some of my mom's symptoms. I went through some of her symptoms. My blood pressure got to be 200 and something over 100.
Wow.
Something, you know, because I carried some of my mom's pain. I didn't realize the pain that my mother was subsiding on a day-to-day basis. It's so important, blood pressure. I would see my mom taking 3 tonics for her blood, you know, different things, different medicines. So we just have to be aware. 6 pieces of fried chicken you used to have, mm-hmm. then it turned it to bake and throw.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to eliminate those things that we love, because those are things that will conquer us even more, the things we love so much. You have to learn to be more vegetables, you know, and changing your diet is so important. And stop.
Absolutely.
The greatest thing about, stop worrying about your children, because you know one thing for sure, if you've done what you had to do, then God has done the rest. I've completed.
Amen. Ms. Pride and Joy, you have something you would like to say?
Yeah, I was wanting to talk about as far as the blood pressure. One time I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was high, and my doctor was talking to me, and she was telling me about the no salt. So once she told me about the no salt and no sodium, I went into like a freak. I went into it like a freak thing with the no salt. And my children be like, God, you act like you can't hear this. No, I can't. And so what my doctor, I went to go see my doctor, and she seen my thing. She said, I have never in my life seen nothing like this before. Yeah, because I went into a freak. I'm still a freak about it, because I'm scared when you talk about stuff like that. I don't want it. So, you know, I did a whole 320 change. I did a whole 320 change. I want to be here, you know, for my kids. I want to be here. As long as I can be here, I want to be here, you know?
That's right.
May I please?
Go ahead, because I want to touch on something. Go ahead.
So with, and I'll make it quick then. So with the, this is the queen. With the salt, it seems like at one time we were told certain things were bad for us. Salt, eggs, mayonnaise, oils. But now it seems like those are the same things that we have to have in our bodies.
That's right.
Because I know I had to go get my numbers and stuff checked one time, and my salt was low. There's a certain amount of salt you have to have in your body. And I was like, what? So she's telling me that my cholesterol was great, but I wasn't eating eggs like that. So then, you know, one time it was like, okay, the eggs were good for you, the eggs wasn't good for you. The salt was good for you, the salt wasn't good for you. So you just have to get to the point where you realize what's best for you, because everybody's body's not the same. Everybody's intake's not the same. But just know what you're eating. Vitamin D pills, they are so important. And I didn't know until my doctor kept getting on me the last couple of times. Vitamin D is a must. The EMS in your family. If you don't know what the EMS is, it's the potassium, the magnesium, the sodium. You have to have those things in your body. You have to. So if you're not a part of the EMS family, you need to get to be a part of the EMS family, because you need to have those things in your body. And I'm complete.
Amen.
I just wanted to say real quick, absolutely, it's like it's the kind of salt, and I know a lot of people that will say the same thing. It's because we're putting the wrong kind of salt. There are different kinds of salt. I personally, I don't use the white salt. I know there's sea salts, there's kosher salts, rock salts. Yeah. There's all kind of salts that you can use, and most will tell you to grind them up. Me personally, I use the pink Himalayan salt. And you can do your research on that, And you can discover for yourself the health benefits, but that's just my opinion. I like the pink Himalayan, so that's my preference. I just wanted to touch on that real quick.
I'll have to try that.
Yeah, look it up. Everybody look it up if you want to. Google it, pink Himalayan salt.
It's on Amazon.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I want
it. Yeah. It's good. It's good for
you. One thing I want to say, try to follow your doctor's direction. Because a lot of times, you know, that was one of my faults. I didn't follow my doctor's direction. I was pre-diabetic at age 12. Come and stay away from this, stay away from that. I'm listening to the wrong people saying, don't worry about this, don't worry about that. Came full-blown diabetic when I was 16. Fell out on the football field. Sugar level over 1,000. So I was in the coma for 3 months. When I woke up in the hospital, I didn't know what was going on. I thought I was still at the football game, but I wasn't. Blood pressure, same thing there. I didn't do what my car just told me to do. Got out of whack, out of control. Kidney failure, went on dialysis. I was on dialysis 6 years. Happy to say I'm not a diabetic no more because I went and got a KPL, a kidney, pancreas, and a liver transplant back in 2019. But the main thing is, when your doctor tell you to do something, don't worry about, you know, everybody got these little remedies of what they want to say, but it's best to follow your doctor's orders, your doctor's direction. Take your medication like you're supposed to. Check it like you're supposed to. And know your signs and your symptoms of pre-diabetes. You know, that extra thirst, you know, extra sleeping, you know it. And I'm complete.
May I write quick, please?
Yeah, go ahead. I want to go ahead.
I just looked up your Himalayan salt, and I just want you to know that. See, I knew we was together for some reason.
Why
but it says, historically, the salt was used to preserve meat and fish. Pink Himalayan salt contains over 84 minerals and trace elements, including calcium, magnesium, and potassium. Did I just say about the M family?
Well, what
see, I
still
know,
I was a great mind think alike. Great mind, I told you. No, see, we on the same page.
Hey.
I told you.
Yes, confirmation.
You know,
squad.
Why? You know? And just because somebody asked me, and for those who don't know, the squad, it stands for the special qualities that you add. And once again, I just want to say that to the squad, thank you, each and every one of you, for the special qualities that you add to the Six Eyes Radio Network. And we know what you know what y'all mean to me. I love all y'all. You know what I'm saying? We ain't not going to get mushy, but I wanted to touch real quick on the keep it moving right along. Queen was talking about the vitamin D, and I've been through that because I was vitamin D deficient. Most of us are. For those who don't know, the farther north you live, the more vitamin deficient you probably are. And like I said, as 2P said, you go to your doctor, get lab work. Physical is okay, but I would tell you to get your lab work. And like I said, I take 2,000 milligrams. Of the vitamin D. It's a necessary thing. But what they don't tell you is, unless you have a good doctor, is you want to go online and you want to get you a UV therapy lamp.
Yeah.
That's ultraviolet therapy lamp. And you take that. In other words, you'll take the vitamin D, right, and then you have a therapy session with the ultraviolet therapy light, the UV light. And that will help, like, turn the vitamin D on. You know what I'm saying? And like help infuse it into your system. And you can look that up. And that's definitely an important thing because most people don't know that you really are vitamin deficient. And you should go to your doctor, ask him for a prescription. And you know what I'm saying? You get that vitamin and take it every day. It's nothing wrong with it. It's okay. It's good. It's healthy for you. But if you can go online, Amazon, wherever, and get you a UV therapy lamp, they have different ones. If you have a lot of money, you can get the big ones you can lay in. You know, but they have a flexible time where you can, like, put it on a table or you can lay on the couch or whatever, put it on, you know, a little fold-up table, whatever, and you just put it over different parts of your body. You know what I'm saying? And that would help. I just wanted to throw that out there right quick. With that, I'm confused.
May I?
Absolutely.
This is uncheckable. Listening to 2P's, I found out, well, my mom found out, I was a diabetic at 8 years old. I kept wetting the bed, and my mom was like, I'm going to beat your butt. I'm going to, you know. She was, like, really getting on me because she's like, you're too old for that, you know. And my grandma was like, you know, you need to take her to the doctor because that's not like her. You know, when she took me to the doctor, we did a bunch of tests and everything and found out that
I was a diabetic. And, you know, I didn't know what was going on. I'm still young. And so just I'm just saying, like, my mom didn't know. My mom was new to it as well. My mom didn't get diabetes until after the fact. I had it for years.
Wow.
So, you know, we worked on it together, you know. I wanted to eat everything my brother and sisters was eating, but I couldn't, you know. But, you know, years down the road, I end up, you know, pregnant. I still had to take insulin, you know. And then after that, it was just like, you know, you don't want your friends to know what's going on with you. You ashamed, you know. We didn't know no better then, you know. And then here we go. I'm losing my eyesight. I'm on dialysis, you know, and it's just like, what's next? You know, so, yes, pay attention to your kids and everything because your kids can be a diabetic and you don't know and they don't know.
That's right.
So keep up with their doctor's appointments and everything, and I'm complete.
And that's definitely a good point that you're bringing up.
Yeah,
and we have to pay attention to that because the children nowadays, they eat so unhealthy. Most of us grew up, we were fortunate enough to have scratch cooking. For those who don't know, that's old school. That's real cooking. You know, probably fresh ingredients out the backyard, out the garden, you know, stuff like that. So when you think about these kids, these teenagers nowadays, the majority of the parents, and I say that loosely, but, yeah, they're not cooking. You know, it's a lot of microwavable stuff, a lot of Uber Eats. You know, that's the thing nowadays. And so, exactly. So when you think about it, what they're putting into their bodies, the high blood pressure, the diabetes, the obesity, and then that you put that in with the mental health issues that comes along with it. Like Uncheckable says, you know, you people nowadays are very cold and cruel. And, you know, they want to make fun of you and try to shame you and embarrass you. And, you know, this is nothing to be ashamed of, to be embarrassed about. This is, you know, you shouldn't be bullying people, picking on people when it comes to these things. These are life-changing, life-altering situations. So definitely have to pay those attention. Like I say, when it comes to these kids, yes, go with them to these doctor visits. Understand the numbers. Understand what's going on with lab work. Understand if their sugar is too high. Understand, you know what I'm saying, what you need to do to help them with their diets or how to regulate their diets. So like I said, we are like human thermostats, and we have to learn how to regulate ourselves, you know, so we're at the proper temperature. So I just want you to know, you all bringing up a lot of good points, and I just wanted to touch on that real quick. And with that, I'm complete.
May I?
Absolutely.
Speaking back on the diabetes and everything, I'll be laying in my bed, and throughout the night, I hear my daughter getting up, going to the bathroom. This was back some years ago. And I'm like, you know, Pooh, we need to go to the doctor because you keep going to the bathroom too frequently. Oh, nothing's wrong with me. Yes, it is. You keep going to the bathroom, running to the bathroom like you ain't going to make it. You need to go. You need to go. And when they test her, at first they was saying that she was borderline when she was younger. But, yeah, it was hereditary because my mom had it, my dad had it, my grandfather had it, my father's father had it. You know, so it runs in the family. And then it's probably on her father's side. So you got to pay attention to all the history of the background checks of your family, you know, and pay attention to your kids. Please pay attention to your kids.
Yeah.
I'm complete.
Was somebody trying to say something? Oh, okay.
I was just saying, know your family history.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. And try to know your family history. You're right, that is true, that is fact. And because we're talking about the children, you know, unfortunately, we got to swing it back to some tragic, terrible things. But we're talking about children. In Cleveland, we had a 10-year-old young boy who shot himself. Another adult left a firearm out, and this just—I think it was yesterday—and so it's tragic to keep hearing these stories about these kids. We talked a couple, I think it was 2 weeks ago, about the two cousins who were playing with the 9mm with the drum.
Yeah.
And she didn't mean to shoot her cousin, but she killed her cousin. And then she may or may not have committed suicide, realizing what she did and took her own life. or that the gun dropped and it went off and killed her. But there's more incidences, and they're growing. There was another incident in Michigan where a kindergartner took, I believe it was Jose Cuervo, and she mixed it with water in a bottle, a little water bottle, took it to school, and the kindergartner's in there, you know, throwing it back, tossing it up, you know what I'm saying? So, and it was, I believe it was four kindergartners. But you have to listen to these stories and wonder what is going on. Where is the supervision? You know, I'm listening to everybody, and we keep saying it, we keep repeating it, we got to keep talking about it and drilling it. You know, we understand we're getting hit from all angles, whether it's the elderly and corona, whether it's the mental, whether it's the crossover, whether it's the guns, whether it's the drugs, whatever's going on. We have to deal with all that, but we have to really focus on these babies. We have to really focus on these toddlers, these children, the youth, because as I turn through these news channels, as I'm listening to the stories, as I'm going through the podcasts, as I'm listening to my neighbors and residents, it's saddening. It hurts my soul. It messes with my spirit sometimes to hear these stories. And I'm trying to figure out, how does a kindergartner get access to liquor, or let alone get the idea to drink the liquor or take the liquor to school? Is there something going on in the household where you're watching mommy and daddy? I mean, like I said, like we're talking about, you know, earlier, it has to come from somewhere. It's coming from somewhere.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, we just gotta stay focused. And like I say, keep pushing the message. If you have children, you know, toddlers, teenagers, toddlers, stick with them. You know, this is a time where I understand, you know, we got tablets and cell phones. We got, you know, PlayStation and Xboxes and all that good stuff. But that's programming. And that's not us programming. That's somebody else programming our kids. You know what I'm saying? We just have to start trying to think, where is it coming from? It's coming from the smart technology. You know, it's coming from us saying, here, take your phone, get away from me. Here, go play your Xbox. Go play your PlayStation. Go in your room. Go to, you know, and we gotta get away from that. When we grew up and, you know, we were told, hey, listen, go do this. We went, you know, I get it. It's been going on for generations. It just wasn't as bad as it was now. We go play a board game. We go play Atari. But most of the time we went outside. We were exercising. We were running around. We were doing, you know, getting physical exercise. You know, our mental was different. We were having fun. Nowadays, you know, like I say, all they're doing is staring at screens. You know, all they're doing is playing, you know, Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto, games where it teaches you how to kill, murder, steal.
Right.
I mean, they have whole plots where you do missions where you go kill people or rob stuff. So this is the training that they're getting. That's just my opinion. So as I'm listening to everybody and I'm just running across these stories, like I said, it just saddens my heart and it hurts my spirit to think about another child, and there's going to be more children. There's probably children right now dying from gun violence, you know what I'm saying, and the drugs. We've had situations in my city where kids were sniffing bath salt. Well, where did they get the idea to sniff bath salt? You know, they were crushing up candy and sniffing candy. Where do you get the ideas to crush them? Remember the sweet tarts?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How do you crush a sweet tart up and just, you know, let's sniff a sweet tart? Where did y'all come up with that from?
God.
Well, but that's what's going on out here. So, like I say, once again, just listen to what everybody's saying to all the Six Eyes Radio Network listeners. You know, please be aware, be conscientious, and, you know, look out for these babies. Look out for these young toddlers, these teenagers. We got to try to find a way to counsel them, give them direction, help them find their purpose, their meaning in life, because right now they're just out here, and it's crazy. You can't look at them wrong. You can't say nothing to them wrong. You know, try to tell them no. Try to talk back to one of them. You'll swear they're the parent. They're going to try to chastise you, or you might even lose your life in the process. So I just wanted to put that out there and touch on that real quick. And with that, I'm complete.
AJ.
Absolutely.
You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network with DJ Atlanta Styles and AJ and the Squad. Call us, 424-243-9617. Press 1. Come on in and talk to us and tell us what you think. We're ready to listen to you. Talking about our children. Y'all already know that's what that is for me. So.
Yeah.
We
just got to be aware.
We're going to skip over to something that's going on with our children, the ones that's not even have the opportunity to be here yet.
Uh-huh.
So there is a new law coming out that's been established through Kentucky thus far, and I'm sure other states may try to adopt this law, but it is the no longer an abortion law, which means you can no longer have an abortion regardless of your situation, regardless of what happened, regardless of why, regardless of how. You cannot have an abortion. They also will be cremating the feces. Thank you. I am nobody. I was raped. No one believed me. Nobody even cared. There's no way I can have this baby. When I think about this child, I feel hurt. I feel disgusted. But one day I heard a verse from heaven say, come here, my child. I am the way. And now my baby is born healthy. My baby is strong. And I thank God for my child because I am somebody. This is the Queen from the Six Eyes Radio Network. All babies matter.
Thanks for my child. I'm really thanking you, the man above. Thanks for my child.
The National Abortion Federation hotline, 1-800-772-9100. All babies matter. So Kentucky has adopted this law to where there's no longer be given out abortions, regardless of how you got pregnant, regardless of the fact that you've grown as hell and you can think what you want to think, you cannot have an abortion. So if you got raped, incest, you know, just didn't want the baby, you can have an abortion. And if for some reason they do have an abortion, they're going to charge you as a murder because they're going to cremate the baby. They're going to cremate the feces. They're going to cremate the whatever you want to call it. There's somebody's trying to tell you that you have to have this baby. Now, I believe that all babies matter. All babies have a chance to be here. We wasn't aborted. Somebody took a chance with us. All babies matter. If you don't want it, have it and give it away. You know, don't kill these babies. But if you do decide to do that, who is to tell you you can or cannot have an abortion?
That part, right.
Exactly.
So, you know, if anybody got any thoughts on that, that just, I don't, hey.
I got a
May
few,
I?
But absolutely, Megan.
This is uncheckable. I really think that's ludicrous. I think that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Say, for instance, me being a dialysis patient.
Right.
I'm being careless, and I'm getting it in with my guy, and, you know, we ain't using no protection, and I end up pregnant. Me, myself, a dialysis patient, do not supposed to get pregnant.
Right.
And they actually give us abortions for free.
Wow.
So, I mean, I try to protect myself. I won't end up in this type of situation because I didn't abort my baby, so I'm not going to do that to another child. But, you know, if you end up pregnant while you're on dialysis, you have to go every day of the week except on Sundays. Look, I don't even want to sit there the 3 days I have to. I'm not about to be there some more days. That's just crazy. Like, follow directions. Protect yourself. Because babies do matter. Every baby matters.
Every baby matters.
Right.
I'm complete.
Every. All right. Just real quick, birth control, people. Birth control. I know it's an old concept, but, you know, birth control, women and men. But, yeah, go. Who was that, Mr. Two-Piece? Who was that, Godfather?
Yeah, I was me. I was Two-Piece.
Oh, go ahead.
Child does matter, you know. It just discouraged me to sell. For them to say that, you know, you got to tell a female that you can't have an abortion. You don't have to carry that child. You don't have to nurse that child and take care of that child. And to tell a person, a grown person, what they can do and what they cannot do,
That's not your body to tell a person, a female, what she can do. And that's like me going up and say, oh, you're going to have this child whether you like it or not. Mm-hmm. But I'm not carrying that child. I'm not having to nurse that child. I don't have to deal with that child. You know, whether you on Dallas or not, you're not the person. So to me, it's like, how dare somebody going to just make a law and say, you're going to tell a female she got to have that child against her own free will. You're robbing somebody of their free will. I'm complete. I just want to share my opinion on that.
May I?
Absolutely. Appreciate you, Mr. 2P.
Just thinking back what AJ just said, birth control. Everybody cannot take birth control.
Mm.
A lot of birth control increases your blood pressure, make you have all type of side effects. So birth control is always not the answer either. It's protect yourself as well.
Right.
But birth control is not 100% either.
Absolutely.
I'm complete.
You might think about spermicides, phones. Yeah. Go ahead, Ms. Queen. I apologize.
I'm sorry.
We'll get to
I'm
your advantages, Clay. Go ahead, Queen, real quick. Let me get to
the with even with the protection, even with condoms, you've got some women that's allergic to the latex on the condom.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot
Absolutely.
Of situations that birth control does not work. And, you know, then they say, well, wait till you're married. Okay. Even when I'm married, we still may not want the baby. You know, so there's,
right.
It's just, you just have to really be careful. And you know, that moment that you did it and it was good and you, well, now you got a baby. And
can
of course
we say
nobody
pull out?
Wants, can you say pull out?
Okay.
I mean, you can.
I'm a pull out king.
You know,
I don't
know. Well, you know, if I'm going to have pull out, I mean, it's weak, you know.
Because it only takes a little bit. You know, it takes
right.
a little bit.
Right. Well, no, I know, because we all know that you can still get pregnant off of pre-cum. So
I was
going to
say, even
pre-cum
got some nutrients
absolutely.
So.
Yeah.
But it's really sad that you have to get to that point where you have that you are pregnant and it's just a very delicate situation. You can be pregnant,
Absolutely.
Not want the baby, be forced to have the baby and then mistreat the baby. You got people out here that's wanting children, but you know, it's going to be hard to have a child, carry a child, and then just hand it over to somebody. So it's a really delicate situation, and I feel for it. But what's fighting is the fact that back here in 1973, Roe versus Wade gave you that right to say you want to have an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And now here back 2022, somebody's saying, okay, you can't. You no longer can do that. So, again, who decides whether or not you can run people's lives or not? That's what's irking me, because you get people that's coming back and you get to sit around a whole table and say, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. Well, yes, have it. And then now you're trying to tell somebody how they got to live their life. You know, and it's not just this. It's a ton of things that's going on now that people are just trying to tell you how you have to live your life.
Right.
And that just aggravates me sometimes, especially
right.
when it comes to these babies. You know, I just
and this is in Kentucky, right?
This is in Kentucky right now. But who knows?
Mm.
You know, hey, it's gonna travel. It's gonna travel.
Right. They try to get away with it here, and then they try to get away with it there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you just to touch on it real quick. Who has the audacity? Who gave you the God given right? Who gave you the authority to tell me what I can and can't do with my body?
Yep.
That's just like I think as a man, if somebody comes to me and says, you know what, we don't want you producing no kids, we're going to castrate you. What?
Don't do that.
No, I get it, but understand that. If
right,
they can tell a woman
right.
what to do with her body, right?
That's right.
And force you like that, why couldn't they flip it around on a man and say, well, we don't want you producing. Let's just say, you know, like we have women who are really fertile, right? And
mm-hmm.
we have men very virile. You know what I mean? So.
Right.
What if, like I say, so, okay, no, we don't want you, a man of color. We don't want you a certain individual. We don't want you a certain ethnicity reproducing.
Right.
And we passed a new law, whatever the law is, you know, whatever they do, and we're going to castrate you. But if you don't, you go to jail or you're homeless or whatever. You,
right.
can't go to the grocery. Like, but this is where they're pushing us. So I think that we might want to come back at a later date and go back over some of these things, especially when it comes to voting, especially with, you know, the elections coming up, primaries and all that good thing.
Right.
It might be something we can do some research and look into that. I just want to say that real quick. With that, I'm complete.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I think Evangelist Clayton has something she wanted to say, I think.
This is Evangelist Clayton. I simply just want to say that know who you are. as an individual. We know that we err, we fall short. Amen. We do what we do. Amen. Unexpected babies, but know the life that you're putting in jeopardy yourself, and the infant that you're carrying. You know, and you know, there's just so much. Put a raincoat on it. I mean, if you're gonna, you know, if you're gonna mess up, if you're gonna do what you do, you know, and we all have. So nobody's perfect. We all have done something, you know. But babies are so important. Lungs are so important. Breathing, inhaling, and exhaling is so important in us and in our babies. You know, so when you know that you can feel that movement on the inside of you, that gives you a totally different mental strength. You know, that another life, you're carrying another life.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
And as I said, life matters. One's life matters. Babies matter, no matter how that baby came along, whether it was through rape, whether it was through molestation, you know, whether it was just through trial and error, you know, being carnal minded, not thinking. You know, Mama and them always told us when we were coming up, there's two heads that you got to think. You know, you was the right head. You know,
right.
In trouble. So, you know, let us be concerned and care about one's life, our life, their life, somebody else's life. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what they come out to be, whether they come out, amen, broken, but you love that broken. They come out with one eye, you love that one eye. They come out with one leg, you love that one leg, in spite of. So know your body. Know what you can and cannot do. Know it. Know your body. I'm completely. I know those things.
Thank you.
May I, please?
Absolutely.
I just want to what Ms. Evangelist Clayton was saying, what she was saying about that. And we as mothers have to have relationships with our children to where we know when they are becoming sexually active.
Mm-hmm.
When we know that you have that relationship, mm-hmm. that we can go ask them, you know, hey, you hunching? I say, So when my daughter became, I knew she was, because when she went to the doctor at 16 and they was going to do something, they said, well, you want your mama to stay here? She said, well, mama, can you just step outside? Yeah, because I know it. So, you know, we talked about it. We talked about the condoms and the birth control pills and all that. So after she went off to college and was there a couple of years, we were talking on the phone about something one day. And I said, well, I guess the good thing you're not pregnant. And she didn't say anything. And I said, hello, Mari, did you hear me? And she said, yes, ma'am. And I said, it's a good thing you're not pregnant. Ha! And she didn't say anything. And she started crying.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Mari? And she was like, she just busted out. Mom, I'm sorry, you know. I didn't want to disappoint you. I didn't know how to tell you. She was almost a month before she said anything to me about it. Her whole thing was she felt like she was disappointing me, because she know I push her and she know I have high hope dreams for her, but you're still my child. She said she went to the clinic three different times with the intent on having an abortion. And the third time she went, they let her hear the baby's heartbeat. And she said, there's no way I can do this. I can't get rid of this child. And like I told her, we gonna get past this. This is not the end of the world. You're not the first. You won't be the last. However, had you had an abortion and didn't tell me about it, and eventually I was going to find out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that would have done to our relationship.
Right.
But I just thank God that me and my child is close enough to where we can talk about these things. You've got to have that relationship with your child. It may be disgusting to sit there and talk about sex with your child. Oh, well, whatever. But if that's going to save your child or save you or save y'all's relationship, do it. You've got to know your children. You can't sit there and say, oh, my child ain't doing this, my child. Yes, your child is. Your child probably ain't doing it. So don't ever say what your child is not doing. Don't ever think your child not doing it. And don't get, you know, and don't think because you're putting them on birth control, it's okay, go on out there and do it. No, it's just a precaution.
Right.
But it's just, we got to do better. We as parents got to do better. The streets out here trying to grab our kids, and if we just sitting back on them, they're going to get them. And when they get them, they're not going to let them go.
And just because they on birth control, it's all these sexually transmitted diseases out here.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's a whole other aspect to it. Absolutely.
Yes.
There you go.
Right. And that, well, not to cut anybody off, but just to touch on what Queen said, absolutely. Back in my days, we had sex ed. You know, we actually had, you know, we went to sex ed. Taught you how to roll a condom on a banana or a cucumber, whatever.
Or a cucumber.
You know, we understood about pre-cum. We understood about vaginal secretions and penile secretions. We understood, you know, we talked about anal sex, oral sex. We understood that. We talked about pregnancies. We did that. So maybe we need to try to find a way, or maybe there's, maybe it's out there and we just don't know about the programs and need to get in touch with people or numbers where maybe there's a website or there's numbers where people can call. Because we understand that sometimes as a parent, maybe these new parents, it's hard for them to sit down and talk and discuss these things with the kids. But like Queen said, like everybody's been talking about, that there's something we need to do. We're all grown. The majority of us, I don't know about y'all or anybody I want to speak, but I'm sure we're all some way sexually active. So you shouldn't have a problem when being able to sit down with your teenager. Or nowadays, it's unfortunate to say, but an 8, 9, 10-year-old, they're having sex way early. They're coming out way more developed. You know what I'm saying? So we have to understand that not only is that one aspect of it, but they're preying on the kids because they're more developed. You know, they're coming out with more body, more curvy, more breasty. You know, so we have there's different aspects, and there's more of a reason why we need to sit down and discuss sex with these kids and understand that there are predators and all kind of different forms of predators out here. And if you have little boys or little girls, vice versa, that's trying to get you into sexual acts, say no. No, remember back in the day, no means no.
No means no.
And there's nothing wrong with saying no. It's nothing wrong with that. It's your body. Protect your body. Respect your temper. Respect your body.
That's
right. And I just wanted to throw that out there real quick. And I appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely, Ms. Uncheckable.
Okay. Back a few years ago, I went to my gynecologist to get a pap smear done, my yearly pap smear checkup. And right before that, I had just found out my daughter was smoking marijuana. And I was like, oh, you smoking marijuana, you doing something else, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, drugs and sex go hand in hand. So I was like, are you doing anything? I was like, you to the doctor. And so I asked my doctor. No, I took her to the doctor first. And her doctor, you know, the little laws now, oh, you can't be in the room while they talk to your child. And who made that law? That is
that
the stupidest. The stupidest shit I ever
heard.
That's
right.
That's stupid. You go, I got to sit out in the hallway while you talk to my child. Of course they're going to tell you, no, I'm not sexually active. Mm-hmm. Oh, they said, oh, no, birth control is not the, she's okay. She's not doing anything. Yeah, okay, so when she have a baby, you going to help me take care of it?
Right.
But I went to my gynecologist, and my gynecologist told me, bring it to me. See if we accept her insurance. She said, nowadays, I give a 7-year-old birth control. And I was like, wow.
Wow, that's crazy.
That just made me look like, yeah. Go ahead. I'm complete.
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. And parents, don't be afraid to tell your children the truth, your young men and your young ladies. Right. Don't be afraid to have that relationship with your children because guess what? Guess what they're using now to entice our children? Money, devices, shoes, clothes.
That's right.
Don't let them know you can say no. Anyone want to offer you, but then they so bound on having having what the trend have, keeping up with the trend. Tell them they can say no. No means no. Mm-hmm. Leave the money in the hand of those, amen, that use the money to entice the young minds, and they're going to fall for it. But you let them know that you don't have to fall or be enticed by the silver and gold that they're bringing to you that you don't get at home, that you don't get at home, that you see others. Tell your children the truth. Don't sell yourself short for a dollar bill. Don't sell your body for a dollar bill. And we have so many that is falling by the wayside because because you got those that are older, that are enticing those that are inferior or intimid, you know, low self-esteem, to try to be something or be somebody, and they mess up. They mess up. Let us tell the truth. Tell the relationship. Never close up a relationship with your son or your daughter. Mm-hmm. Our children are so important. Our children are our future. Tell them the truth.
You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network with DJ Atlanta Styles, AJ and the Squad. Please call 424-243-9617. Press that 1. Come talk to us and tell us how you feel.
All right. It's your boy, DJ Atlanta Styles, right here. I know anybody else wanting to make any comments or anything else.
This is the
Evangelist
Cleveland, Six Eyes Radio Network. Saving lives matters, people. It matters.
Okay, right. Y'all definitely heard. I do want to say a comment before we get out, because I think this is something important that we need to be more discussing about. And this is a state of history when people get pulled over or in assists where a cop is trying to make arrests. I believe everyone at 99% of the time, most of the time, people at 99% of the time lives. When you somehow fight or decide to not cooperate, you end up in situations like up here in Grand Aspic, Michigan, where you get
Grand
shot
Rapids.
In the back of the head. And
Grand Rapids.
And this is the thing that I'm having a hard time, and I'm coping up with everyone about. You know, I had a lot of young people say, hey, the cops are racist. Okay, if they're racist and they pull you over, why would you fight somebody to give them a chance so they can legally kill you? So I'm just saying, and I have to put that out there like that. So I'm giving this whole script. I think most of the time the problem we're having right now and what we mostly are seeing, and that's what's making the front news, is someone always is assistant arrest before they get shot and murdered. So I think that needs to be more pushed out there. I believe that would solve most of our problems. Most of the people who go through any kind of situation, I know there's a lot of things that people see and it's traumatized and say, yes, man, cops, but the cops are just as much traumatized as you are. But I feel if you cooperate with them more and do the things right, just go ahead and if you know did nothing wrong, they arrest you, just go ahead and go through it. Don't fight with them because it's always leading to a bad situation. And most of the time, the bad situation means you lose your life. It's hard for us to piece together your life when you're not here to talk about your life because you're in the grave. So I just wanted to put that out there, and I know that I want to pass that to you guys, too, because I want y'all to really speak on the aspect of that and understand where I'm going when I'm saying that they need to really try to work with the police officers when, even though they might be guilty of doing something or not guilty, don't play with your life. Don't fight these guys because you will end up dead.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we got to think about it. How many movies, how many songs, how many times they told you, if you pull over, you know, slowly grab your license, your registration, put your hands on the wheels, yeah. Don't make no sudden movement. Don't grab for a phone. Don't grab for anything they can use as an excuse. So, hey, it was a weapon. How many times, you heard another person got shot and found out it was a brush, found out it was a cell phone, found out it was anything but a gun.
Yeah.
So, you know, DJ HL brings up a good point. Don't help them, you know, put yourself in a situation to get arrested or, like you said, to legally murder you. And we know it happens. We know what goes on all the time. I understand, you know, there's the whole white versus black thing. I get that. I understand that. But how many times have we heard the stories where, you know, a black officer kills another black person? So
yeah,
understand
yeah.
that, you know what I'm saying? So you can understand the agenda is the agenda. Whether it's white or black, the agenda is the agenda. Because
right.
like they say, sometimes, you know, the black officer showing out for the white, you know, all that good stuff that we've been
right.
told or whatever the case may be.
Right.
But understand, yes, you know, if it's nighttime, put your hazards on, call 911, you know, say I'm being followed, I'm in such and such, go to a well-lit area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're being pulled over, it's broad daylight, make sure you pull over somewhere safe. Pull around where there's other people if you possibly can.
Right.
You know, pull out your own phone. You know, record
exactly.
it for yourself. A lot of people don't understand. Like, once again, here goes another situation where, you know, oh, okay, the police cam all of a sudden shuts off.
Right.
You know, I've heard that a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
How all of a sudden does the cam just, somebody just hits a switch and the cam goes off? Just like
mm-hmm.
in the subway station, somebody hit a switch or something, well, whatever. The cameras all of a sudden, they don't work all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
How
so
convenient.
Absolutely, how convenient. And how many times we've heard about shootings with police
mm-hmm.
officers, many situations, and all of a sudden, oh, the police cameras go off. And it wasn't for other civilians or residents or, you know, people standing
yeah.
by where we have their videos, we would never know the truth. So we have to understand it as an agenda
mm-hmm.
that they try to get away with murder all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just some of the time, we're just fortunate enough that we have other people who have the real video, who have the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So like DJ ATL said, just be very conscientious. And I say, if you're pulling over, just try to think. Don't get nervous, although that's hard to do, I understand. But like I say, get your license, get your registration, put it on the dashboard, or put it in your hand, your left hand, closer to the window, and put both hands on that steering wheel. And when he approaches that window, don't make no sudden movements. You know, slowly, kindly, politely hand him your information, your documents, and put your hand back on that wheel and just don't move. Don't give them a cause, you know what I'm saying, to do anything to you that's going to put your life or your freedom in jeopardy. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
with that, I'm completely, absolutely, go ahead.
Okay. I was want to talk about this story as well, about the police officer pulling the guy over in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He was a 26-year-old guy, but the tags didn't match the car, so that's
mm-hmm.
why the police officer pulled him over.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a passenger in the car with him as well, and they were recording the whole
mm-hmm.
ordeal that was going on. And I just can't believe, like, why was you trying to run around the car? And then
exactly.
the police officer was trying to tell you to stop, and you was trying to resist, you know,
yeah.
resist arrest. So he was tasing you, but my thing is, you didn't have to shoot him.
Absolutely.
You could have called for backup, but I don't know. But my thing is, you still didn't have to shoot this guy.
Right.
This young man, you did not have to shoot him.
May I?
Just let him go. I'm confused.
So in watching the video, and we always want to think you didn't have to shoot him. Unfortunately, just like the guy is frightened for his life, the policeman is also. So you've got this man who they done tussled all across the yard, 2 or 3 yards, they tussling. He grabbing the taser, he grabbing at stuff, he really resisting.
Mm-hmm.
When he got him down finally and he got on top of, the police officer was on top
mm-hmm.
of him, the suspect was big enough to where he was kind of raising the policeman up,
mm-hmm. trying like
and
a push
he reached
up.
Back,
mm-hmm.
right, and he reached back himself, and that's when the police officer reached back and grabbed the gun. Maybe he didn't have to shoot, who knows, but had he not shot him, who said the suspect wouldn't have shot the police officer?
Right.
So that doesn't justify it, of course, but again, like, you know, DJ was saying, sometimes we put ourselves in them situations
right.
mm-hmm.
when all you need to do is just make it home.
Right.
Just make
yeah.
it home. And he
just
said he had a whole lot to say. He's trying to run from
mm-hmm.
me. He's fighting him. He's grabbing at the tasers. You know, it's actually, to me, I'm surprised that the fight went on as long as it did.
Right.
They didn't do it from the beginning. But, sometimes we do our own thing sometimes.
Mm-hmm. But like you said, as Uncheckable pointed out, and like I said, you point out when you listen to the video, you watch the video, you clearly hear the police officer asking him,
yeah.
do you have a driver's license.
Yep.
So he didn't have a driver's license. He didn't have one. So, once again, he put himself in a situation, when you watch the video, if I'm correct, from listening to some people, he closed the door. He didn't he didn't get back in the car. So he got out the car, and then he closed the door, left the passenger in the car, and when the policeman asked him, do you have an ID, you know, do you have license, you hear him say yes, but from what I understand, he never produced that driver's license.
He didn't.
And that is when, so like I said, he put himself in that situation. If you didn't have a driver's license, first of all, why did you get out the car? That part.
Right.
Second part is, if you didn't have a driver's license, you should have told the police officer, no, I don't have a driver's license. So, like I said, you put yourself in that situation. You didn't have a driver's license. You had fictitious plates on the car. Then you weren't told to do. You didn't do what you were told to do. You know what I'm saying? And then you put yourself and the police officer in a situation where I can understand why people say it cost that man his life.
Right.
I'm saying, so you have to be able to say, you want to feel bad for him, and you know, we understand that, you know, damn, that's messed up the way he got shot. Because like I said, and I told other people, okay, listen, you were on his back. Okay, he was in a push-up, whatever the case may be, but you were on top.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you could have got up, right? I understand you say the suspect reaching back, but it was still in your holster.
Mm-hmm.
You could have got back. You could have pushed up off of his back and pushed yourself up. And if it came down to it, now you're in a position where you're standing up and you're over him. You could have pulled your firearm and said, listen, man, you know, relax. Don't stop. I'm going to shoot you. You know, give him fair warning. And you could have popped him in the leg. I mean, don't pop him. Don't shoot him at all. But if you're going to, if it comes down to that, you didn't have to kill the man. You didn't have to kill the man. That's just my opinion. With that, I'm just complete, though. Go ahead.
May I,
DJ ATL, and I'm coming back in, and I, like I said, this is the thing. We would not be talking about this situation if he didn't resist arrest.
See, this is where it brought. First thing, y'all, let's talk about it, and we need to really have a serious talk. He was outside of his car before even the officer had pulled him. Once the officer pulled him up, he got up out of his car.
Yeah.
And he asked the officer, why was he being pulled over? The officer told him because of the tags. He said, okay. And as officer asked him, did he you know, once that question was answered, he told him, do you understand English? He said, yes. Do you have a driver's license? He said, yes. He had the door wide open. He decided there, for some reason, I must have showed guilt, because this is the only way I can think of. He slams the door, and he has flip-flops on. This is what makes it even much ridiculous. He has flip-flops on. He takes off running, his pants are sagged. So, but there's another condition, because I'm going to put this officer out there, too, because I think, too, it's kind of crazy here. What should have been done, once he decided to run, this was the time he should have shot the taser out. Or he should have just said, okay, he got flip-flops on, he's running. I got his partner in the car sitting here. Why don't I just go ahead and try to get some more backup? Because this guy seems like he's unstable, what he's doing. So, yes, the officer, in a way, too, put himself in stupid. So all the stuff that's been out here, all the things that's been hidden on the news, he's a white officer, because in some way we're going to call it, for being a white officer, you know you're going to be crucified if you do anything to a black man at this time, because there's so much that's been going on before this. So you should already have had in your mind a checklist and said, hey, wait a minute. I'm by myself. This gentleman is fleeting. Let me call for backup, and let's just let him run around. He's not going to go far. His car is right here. He could have did that route. Now, again, I'm going to still throw it back in the corner. This gentleman put his life on the line here. He made this situation worse. If we had never existed, rest, he said, okay, I didn't have a license. Went on and stayed in the car when the cop came to the door. Told him, if he was in his car, because there wouldn't have been a red flag. If he was in his car and told him he didn't have a license and told him his answer that, we would probably not be dead right now. Not even going to say that. 99%, he would not even be dead. So once he decided to wrestle the officer, and I want everybody to hear this, everybody across this world, when you decide to wrestle an officer or any of these police officers, 99% of the time you're going to end up dead. These folks are scared of you. They're intimidated of you.
I don't care what race, creed, you are dealing with you people. And I'm calling it all you people, black, white, yellow, Spanish. We are not comfortable people to deal with. We are out of control. We do not listen to no one. We go crazy. You can be one minute be happy and crying, the next minute you can be just a lunatic. I'm just sorry. This is the way we look at the lens of us. Now, I'm not going to sit up and say the cops ain't bad, too, because we have bad cops, too. But when you're dealing with a situation like this, I just want every young person, I don't care what background you are, black, color, whatever, when it comes to an officer and if he has you in custody, you're about to be put in custody and put on, regardless whether you did it or not, obey them and just get arrested. And then if they take you in or whatever, then you'd be able to prove yourself as alive that they were guilty, and you'd be able to get your money or sue your time and get real justice then. But you cannot get your justice, and you cannot get anything done if you're dead, okay? And when these people go to court, because I'm calling it, when they go to court, they're going to look at it and say, well, this guy did not follow this. Why is he fighting the officer? The officer's going to say one thing. I was defending my life when I'm doing my job, but I was defending my – I don't know what is in his mind. I don't know what's going on. Another story came right the same day, Mr. Grand Rapids. Had another gentleman who they were looking for who actually had did a drive-by and killed somebody in Michigan. He went home. He went home. They got him surrounding his house. He went out the back. And when he went out the back, he's running out the back. He's got a gun in his hand. So the cops had to do one thing. They shot and killed him. I'm telling you, every time we get into involved with these kind of things, when you assist and arrest, this is where you're going to end up. You're going to end up dead. Okay, guys? Because I want y'all to understand, okay, do not fight these people. Do not fight these officers. I don't care what color creed there are. Do not fight. Just give in to it and just do the right thing. Just do that. I just want to make that a public announcement because it's sad that now you got all these people protesting, and when they protesting, we would not even see none of these folks protesting if they just went on and did what the cops were saying. We would not be going through this.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And when the ones that do, I'm gonna let you go right quick, right quick. I'm gonna say this: ones that do break the law, cops that do go over the board, they will get their time in court to get gone. That's why your boy right now, the one who said on Mr. George, he is locked up forever. He'll never see a day of light again. The other gentleman who shot the man in the car that was trying to reach for his ID, that's why he's gone. So do not give these folks a chance to get off. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So if they're going to break the law, the cops are going to break the law, they will pay the time too. But don't give them a chance and fight them so they can get a chance to do the damage to you and still be out there doing their evil jobs. All right?
All right.
I'm passing them.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Mr. DJ ATL. Queen, you wanted to say something real quick?
I just wanted to play this video right quick. It's a short one. I found a short one.
All right, go ahead. Just turn it up real loud.
Stop a car being driven by 26-year-old Patrick Leolia.
Turn up some more if you can.
Two men get out of their vehicle in what appears to be a fairly routine interaction. But that's when things start to go wrong.
Stop here. Do you have a license?
What up?
Do you have a driver's license? Do you speak English?
Yes.
Can I see your license?
What up?
The plate doesn't belong on this car. Do you have a license or no?
The officer repeatedly asks to see Patrick Leoya's driving license, which he says is inside of the car. But then he closes the door and appears to try and walk away.
No. Stop. Put your hands on his head.
The policeman tries to stop him. There's a struggle, and Mr. Leoya runs off. He's caught, and they both fall to the ground. They get back up again. The officer has pulled out his taser.
They then
over.
Let go of the taser!
At this point, according to police, the officer accidentally turned off his body camera. By now, the passenger in Patrick Leoya's car was filming the incident on his phone. Then, the police officer appears to shoot Mr. Leoya in the back of the head.
When I saw the video,
it was ugly. I mean, it just...
Right. And then you hear the part about the taser.
Accidentally.
So it, Well, I mean, you're right. You can focus on the
accidentally turn his body cam off.
which we know is some BS.
Accidentally
but,
on purpose.
Right. But if you listen to the part about the taser, I mean, you have to take that into consideration. He tried to tase him first.
Right.
I've been around situations where people have been tasing. It doesn't work. So, you like I say, we call it whatever, you know, call it what it is. But, you know, when you hear and you listen to the video, you clearly hear a few things. He definitely tried to call for assistance. And me and you, Queen, we talked about that earlier. When it comes to procedure back in the days when a police officer was on patrol and he was going to pull somebody over, he would call it in first, and assistance or backup would already be in route.
Uh-huh.
So when he pulled the car over, whatever the case may be, he didn't call for that assistance. That backup wasn't already in route. And you clearly hear when you just played that recording, you can hear him calling for assistance and backup. And then, like you say, coincidentally, the body cam gets turned off, and then this man gets shot in the back of the head. So there's a lot going on, a lot of controversy in there. But like DJ ATL and we just stated, don't assist them with the arrest. Don't assist them with putting yourself in a position where you can end up losing your life or your freedom. Yeah. So I just wanted to say that with that I'm complete.
May I?
Absolutely.
You know, before I lost my sight, I used to drive and go from various states and so forth, and have gotten stopped by the cops, you know, have gotten stopped by the state troopers and so forth, and because I had an out-of-town tag. But listening to the video and hearing the video, you know, on the news, they said that he was from Congo, that's Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Some part of Africa, Congo, mm-hmm. some part of Africa. What has happened? What has happened to our law enforcement now and our state troopers that are out there? What has happened to when they stopped you? Because I know when they stopped me, even though they had not found anything on me, they said I was speeding, and I didn't argue with them, but. You don't know the mentality of the onset that happened at that time. And hearing him, I don't know if he understood. I don't know if he understood because he has an accent and he you know, hearing the you know, so I don't know if the understanding was understandable, that he understood what the cop was saying, you know, various things, you know. This thing can be so many ways. But what has happened to them putting the handcuffs on you when they pull you over now? You don't see that anymore, that they handcuff you. They would normally handcuff you if you're stopped. You know, just depending on the area that you're in, you're handcuffed. What has happened to the handcuffing until you run the tag, whatever you're running, the license, whatever the case may be, just if you're trafficking, whatever the case may be, what has happened? You know, why are the guns so frequently used now?
Yeah.
You know, you're trained and you get all these different techniques. The technique isn't working anymore. What is it? What is it and where we at right now? What happened to the handcuff? If he had been handcuffed, they say when they had it down, if he had been handcuffed, then he couldn't have ran too far being handcuffed. What happened to the handcuffing? You know, just what happened to so many other things? Now, why is the gun so privileged now? You know, and just picking back, you know, with our children carrying guns now. You know, they watch these different videos now, you know, and they locked up in their room, and you don't know, you're saying, well, Tom and Jamie and Dick and Harry is in the room. You know, they playing a video, but what kind of video? What are they doing? You know, look in Covington, Georgia on this past Friday. Covington, Georgia at the high school there in Covington, Elton Goff High School there in Covington, Georgia. One of the students are carrying a pistol gun in his book bag, you know, and they're forming gangs right there in the schools. Then they're playing this game where a group of guys are in the bathroom and slap boxing slap boxing done went into somebody got to come out bleeding. Somebody got to come out bleeding where this young man had a gun and also with a drug man that was on in the schools. What is happening? Guns are so privileged now that 8 and 9 and 10 year olds are getting their hands on guns. We have to make some type of reach. We have to get through some type of way. Guns, what is happening? I'm confused.
I just want to say real quick to piggyback on what you were saying, Evangelist Clayton. Back in the days, that's correct. They used to place you in handcuffs and tell you to stand behind your vehicle or back by their vehicle, and they would tell you that you're not under arrest, I'm just putting you in handcuffs for my own protection, for your protection. So, yes, that procedure has definitely changed. Maybe they need to bring that back. We need to, maybe make that a focus, like what did happen to that? So, like you said, if you would have detained him like they did back in the days and put him in handcuffs, then, we've heard stories of them trying to take off in handcuffs, but how far are you going to go with handcuffs on? You know what I mean? So you think about that. Had that procedure been in place and that man would have been in handcuffs for not only his safety but the police officer's safety, then, yeah, the police officer wouldn't have found himself in a situation. That man wouldn't have found himself in a situation where he lost his life and one was forced to take his life. So
ma'am,
I just wanted to put that out real quick. Just real quick, because I believe we're not going into bonus time. I didn't know if DJ ATL was on the board, if he was going to go ahead and go into bonus time or not. So I just want to let everybody be aware that we are now at the two-hour mark. But go right ahead, Ms. Unchuckable. Go ahead.
You want to do the greeting before, in case we don't get the bonus hour?
You said the what?
The salutation, the Easter.
Oh, I mean, yeah, just, like we always do, just in case, as we always close out the show, and we all say together, God grant me the serenity to accept the things cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
Amen. And happy Easter, everyone.
Amen.
From the AJ and the squad. Actually, what I wanted to say right quick about the handcuffs, and I'll make it quick, that did work back then, but as we know now, that doesn't even work because think about it, George Floyd was handcuffed. So that doesn't necessarily mean nothing's going to happen either.
Right, and that was a situation where when you see that was abusive. That was extreme.
Right.
Not only is this man handcuffed, but then you also got it, you got your body all over him. You know what I mean? So, right. But 9 times out of 10, you never know. Like I said, once they change procedures and everything starts changing, then you notice the casualty rate go up when it comes to people.
Right.
Like I say, it's a stop. It's, where a traffic stop. How do you end up dead off a traffic stop? How do you end up dead off a fictitious place? You got to think about how these people are dying and why they're dying and the reasons that they're dying, and it doesn't make sense. How do you end up dead? Because, like I said, you don't have the proper verification. You don't have proper insurance. You don't have the proper idea, whatever the case, and you end up getting your life taken. So I just wanted to throw that out there right quick. I'm complete. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just want to make sure everybody was still here. Y'all got
kind of
quiet.
Everybody still is. We're getting into we over our bonus hours with DJ ATL and South. I just think that everything we're saying, I know y'all got some other things, business I want to handle. I want to let y'all go ahead and, get to that business and take care of that. We're just going to have to bring this meeting up next week. Also, I'm going to bring up something else next week. I'm going to bring back up. When we was talking about drill rapping, it's now gotten to a point where they're now taking old school songs and making songs about drive-by. So I'm definitely going to be playing some of that next week, and I want to get y'all opinion on that, the squad. But the thing is right now, I'm going to let y'all go ahead and handle y'all business and just get ready to close it out because we are in our bonus hours.
Just real quick, I don't know if that's a fan. I don't know if somebody's outside or running water. But could you mute that or turn that down if possible? We'd appreciate you. Thank you. Okay. Queen, everybody still here? Did everybody disconnect?
Yes,
yes, still here.
Okay. All right. All right. Would anybody else like to comment on anything that we talked about tonight? Okay. So, did anybody hear about the Axiom 1 rocket that took the four wealthy men up into outer space and they all paid $50
million? $50
million.
Wow.
$50 million per person. You all can Google that, look that up. The Axiom 1 rocket that launched, I believe it was last week. Last week, if I'm correct. It might be a few days ago, but I believe it was between the last three to... I want to say maybe it was last week. But either way, though, yeah, the Axiom 1 rocket that launched. And I just thought it was interesting that these four gentlemen, they had, I think, like 1,000 hours of, you know, NASA space training, you know, elite training. And then they each paid $50 million to go up. And the thing about it was it's civilian. You know, they're claiming this as a civilian rocket. And so they're getting closer and closer, you know, to all of us being able to, you know, go up to Flossin' Paradise, per se.
Right.
You know that reference. So I just thought that was interesting. I didn't know if anybody had caught the launch, if anybody was aware of what happened, and as far as that go with the gentleman that paid all that money. And just what do you think about that, about, like, we're going through all these things in America, you know, hungerness and homelessness and, you know, and then you hear about people just $50 million, just go ahead and give me a ride. That kind of burned me up a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, if we have people, we have people, like, you think about it, $50 million, $100 million, that's $200 million.
Okay.
Think about what we could have did with $200 million in America.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm glad that we got the Axiom 1 up. I'm glad everybody was safe. But, like I said, the aspect of that to me was the money. And that just kind of burnt me up with what's going on. And we're giving all our money to, you know, overseas and these wars and all this going on. And, you know, they keep wanting to take tax money. Now, I see all these commercials that, you know, whether it's for cats, dogs, children, this organization, that organization, you know, donate, please give, please give. And I'm looking for the American commercials. I'm looking for where are the commercials for our hunger, for our homeless, for our children, for our uneducated, for our sick, for what's going on in America. So that's just, you know, all that tangled up into one big ball. But I just thought that was interesting, you know, when I was watching that, like, you know, once again, like, you know, I'm grateful that we did it in America, you know, good, great launch and all that good stuff. But the fact that was $200 million, and I just feel like it could have been used, that money could have been used for something better. With that, I'm complete. I just wanted to throw that out there real quick.
So when Michael Strahan went up, did he have to pay anything?
I don't know. We should maybe look that up. We should maybe check into that. You know, maybe they gave him some type of special deal or whatever the case may be.
Let's see what Michael had to do.
Okay, y'all can talk amongst yourselves. You know, as Mr. 6 Hours will say, pop pop porn style. And once again, for those 6 Hours Radio Network listeners, we appreciate you turning in every Saturday, 11:30. Appreciate each and every one of you. Is that somebody trying to play a recording, or is that just somebody's background, or are you just trying to look up that one, the one video? Because I'm getting a lot of feedback. I don't know if somebody's on speakerphone, but we get reverbs, we get echoes.
What is all that going on?
But it's cool, though. I mean, I said we're in the bonus time right now. So those who are with us are with us. Well, yeah.
Yeah. I've been looking into the thing with Georgia.
What?
Go ahead, Two-Piece.
Anybody looking into more about what Georgia is doing, the governor, by taking off that you don't have to have a permit to carry a weapon now? I think that's kind of like ridiculous. It's like, you know,
could you say that one more time? Maybe turn your phone up just a little bit. I don't think we couldn't really hear you for real.
The governor in Georgia passed a law where you do not have to have a permit to carry a weapon anymore.
Okay.
You turn 18, you go purchase a weapon. You don't have to take no, there's no safety. Everybody's around there now is buying guns and walking around. You don't need no permit.
Right.
May I come in on that? This is DJ ATL. May I come in on that? And I do not really want to touch that until next week, but I'm going to go ahead and touch on it now. And I'm going to touch on this across the board because I think this is in every state across this country. I know Memphis is very known for it, too. The problem with this scenario, and I know a lot of people are thinking about it, but we do have people who ride around in their cars, walk around with their cars, and they say they have a permit and really don't have a permit. So, again, I think that it's kind of like a loose tail because cops really can't manage this situation. I'm going to keep it 100% with y'all. They can't manage it. And everyone feels that they have a right to bear arms. I mean, that is one of the number one things that we hear all the time in Constitution. I have the right to bear arms. Now, in New York, you got the most, and this is what I'm saying, we're going back to New York. You had a guy who walked down in New York, which is the most strictest place to get a gun. I mean, you go through a hoop and an arm to get a gun in New York, and clean. And you just watched all that tightness, and this just happened. So reality sinks into us really right now. What we need to really be dealing with is dealing with people and making sure people who are not obscene, who don't need to have a gun, we need to be focused on mental health of people. But if you're saying that most people, if you're feeling that this is probably like a crazy thing, no, they had already been walking. People have already been walking around in Georgia and going around in stores with guns and don't have a permit. It's nothing new. It's not new at all.
That's right, not new.
So I just wanted to answer that because I want people to understand, if they did say, yeah, kept it, then with permits, they still be walking around without guns, without permits, and saying they got a permit and don't have one. Because it's not, cops just can't cop them on that situation.
May I please?
So pass the ball.
Absolutely.
You guys.
And
absolutely.
Be that as it may, I get what you're saying completely. It's just like a lot of things they can't stop. But if they legalize everything they can't stop, what would be the point of them? You know, of course they can't stop everybody that's walking around with a gun that's not supposed to have it. But they can try. There's things that they can do to that person. Now just saying, oh, you don't need this. Go get your gun and just walk around town with it. Gun violence in itself is just tremendous these days as it is already. Who in their right mind would have said, okay, don't worry about it. Let's just get everybody a gun. Of course they can't stop everything that happens, but you just opened up a can of whoop-ass now. It's like, let's just go get it.
Exactly.
Everybody go get a gun. So, I mean, no, they can't stop everything, but that was just stupid. That was stupid.
May I say one more thing on top of that, which
of
I should say. It's still not easy to be able to go purchase a gun to walk around. You still got to come up with the money. You're still going to do those things. So I think that's where it needs to be at, is making it harder for a person to be able to purchase a gun. But everyone does have the right to bear arms, so we do know that. So if that's the case, I think it is. But if you already have a gun, which I know a lot of people I know personally, on a personal level, I know they have guns and they do not have permits. And to them, when they heard this, they said, well, hey, you already know Mr. DJ ATL and Styles. We walk around without it anyway. So what matters is the cops don't stop us. And once we start talking to them, telling them we do a range and we be in shooting range, they know that we're professionals with it. So it's a real conversation that I think that has to be taught. Now, what needs to be done, and I always show this is where it needs to be done, is a person going out and buying a gun in a regular routine. They need to be research done. They need to be a system that put it in play to say, wait a minute, why are you getting this gun? Why are you trying to pursue this gun? Wait a minute, you're getting the gun for what? You know, and all these questions and whether they're psych enough to have it. Now, like I said, the people who have already got the guns that we're saying walking the streets who don't have it, yeah, they're people who have already been proven the gun. They went to the gun shop, they went to those things, and they have already been proved to have a gun. So that's what I'm saying on that level.
So you're trying to police those folks. You're really losing the case because you're not going to be able to cover them. They're always going to be a step ahead of you. Now, people who don't need guns who are the ones that we need to be really concentrating and putting in. That's why we need to put more gun things involved to stopping those kind of people from getting guns, like the one that you have that going up and shot up in New York. And, again, you did have it, and it still didn't work.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, Uncheck.
Do I make sense with y'all on that? Pass that to y'all.
Absolutely, sir. Your point is definitely valid.
Yeah. Somebody's feedback is very, very crazy. But this is uncheckable. You know, I have a friend that's in Wisconsin, and he was trying to get a gun. And they go through a lot of background check and everything, you know, to get a firearm. So I think every state should do that. You got to do a lot of background check on these people before they get a gun. But, you know, you have the people that don't like laws, so they're going to do what they want to do anyway. So I'm complete.
I'm sorry, baby. If you have your phone on speaker, would you please take it off? We don't want you to leave. We love the fact that you're there. But if you have your phone on speaker, would you please take it off?
Just real quick, because I know we DJ ATL want to get into some of this next week, but just I want to put in my perspective real quick, because we're talking about registered guns. We're talking about certain types of people who go and purchase guns. But I want to tell you from my perspective, it is not that hard to get a military type grade firearm in what we call, quote unquote, the hood.
Nope.
I am surrounded with people who have semi-automatic machine guns. And I'm talking about, like, we have, you know, the firearms that have 30-round extension clips, 50-round extension clips. Around here, they call them drums or sleeves. And those drums and sleeves start at 50, can go hold up to 75, 80, or 100. And on the 4th of July, every 4th of July or New Year's, it's always interesting but also scary to hear the type of firepower, once again, quote-unquote, in the hood. So, as I'm listening, we're talking about different angles, different aspects, you know, how to legally purchase firearms, those who have firearms, those who shouldn't have firearms. That's a whole other debate. Who's to say who should and who shouldn't have a firearm? You know what I'm saying? So that's a whole other thing right there. But, just from my perspective, it's not hard to get one. And I'm not talking about, you know, a little 32, little 25, little 38. I'm talking about stuff that, you know, really armor-piercing rounds. Nowadays they're into the ammunition. And so, you know, we have, like, the shredder tips. You have the high-velocity rounds. You have different types. And so you got to understand that they're out here looking for the lethal ammo. They're looking for the cop killers. They're out here looking for the shredder tip type shells, the hot tip, the hot point top shells, the high velocity rounds. So, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to us getting into that a little deeper and a little further. But I just want to say that right quick from my perspective and what I know is going on in at least my neck of the woods. And with that, I'm complete.
Thank you, sir.
Anytime, whatever I can do to be of assistance.
I like to hear you talk about stuff.
Oh, yeah? What else would I like to have to talk
about?
A little later. Everybody good? Everybody's all right?
Everybody's mental okay?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. You know, saying just from my point of, you know, I want to express to the squad, of course, to Mr. Six and the 6 Hours Radio Network, DJ ATL. Appreciate the opportunity and the chance and the privilege to be a part of this on this platform. And privileged and much appreciative and much love goes out to the special qualities that you add, referencing the squad. And, great night, great show. y'all did us proud. And I hope Mr. Six, he may be listening. You never know with him. I'm sure we'll hear about it sooner or later.
Oh yeah,
but yeah,
I know Six Eyes of Spirit is definitely enjoying this show.
Oh, absolutely,
I definitely
absolutely.
Think
definitely was a good one. Definitely was a good one.
Yeah,
that's my
show tonight. Y'all did a beautiful job.
It really was.
Before we all get up out of here, because I know it's that time, I want you guys to, you know, do y'all have anything y'all want to say? And everyone, I'm giving everyone a chance to say something that they feel that they can put out there to make people feel good about their life this upcoming week. And then we'll go from there. We'll go ahead and close the show.
May I?
Right.
Absolutely.
This is Uncheckable from Chicago. I just want to say, keep your head up. It's no room for giving up. I'm complete. Mwah.
Queen.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. This is Destiny from Virginia. I just want to tell everybody Happy Easter to all of those that celebrate. Happy Easter to you all. And please, please, please be careful. This is an extended weekend, a longer weekend, so just be careful and have fun doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
May I?
Absolutely,
yes, ma'am.
You may. Absolutely.
Amen. This is Evangelist Clayton from Tallahassee, Florida. I just want to say, think positive, be positive, move forward, persevere, and stay forward in whatever that you do. Reach, continue to reach, aim high, stay focused, and most of all, pray. I'm completed. Be beautiful in who you are.
Absolutely.
Thank you. This is the Queen from North Carolina. I just want you to just know that you are so important, that you matter, that you're supposed to be here right now, disappointed place, disappointed space, and disappointed time. Never walk in unapologetically because you are supposed to be here. We thank God that you are. Have a happy Easter. Have happy thoughts. And always know God loves you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Two peace, Godfather.
May I? True peace.
Absolutely.
From South Carolina. I just want to wish everybody that's listening and everybody out there a happy, happy Easter. And remember, you're medically, keep it checked up. And your guns and everything, keep it locked up. And it's better to be safe than to be sorry.
Absolutely. Is Godfather, anybody else would like to have a few closing words for the night?
I want to wish everybody a happy Easter, and I want to say don't forget tomorrow to put on your garment of praise. That's the only thing that's going to stop everything that's coming our way, just to put on your garment of praise. Stay ready, because you never know what's coming your way. Put on your garment of praise tomorrow. Amen.
That's right.
Absolutely. Anybody else?
Yes. Okay. Before you say anything, so there's somebody that's been whispering all night long. I don't know if anybody else has been hearing it, somebody has been whispering all night.
Really?
So before we close, yes, I've heard them all night.
I've been over looking and ignoring it.
So who? No, it wasn't you. I mean, you may have whispered some, but this person's been whispering all night,
the whole night.
So, sir or madam, if there's anything you want to say, feel free to just, the platform is all yours.
Whisper
all yours
if you want to. Okay.
That's not the whisper.
Well, no, I was just putting that out there. Maybe they've been whispering for a reason. Maybe they don't want to expose their identity. You know, maybe anonymity is important to them.
So I
just want them to feel, you know, to know if you want to whisper something loudly.
You
want to
whisper
go right ahead.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
We just want you to know that we hear you. You are welcome. We're glad you came and joined us. Hope to hear you again next week. Maybe just a little louder next time. If you want to whisper, you go ahead and whisper back.
Yes. Because
you'd have whispered all night.
Sometimes it takes a whisper to get through.
All lives matter.
All lives
right.
matter, baby. All voices matter. All lives
matter.
All
voices matter.
That baby been whispering all night.
All night long. I thought I was
crazy
by myself.
Nah. A couple of times I tried to address and I thought I was tripping. I'm like, was that a cue? Was I supposed to?
It's just I was wondering a couple of times did you think that was me because you came in and did it.
I swear I did.
And a couple of times I thought you was doing it. And I was like, no, that's not him.
Hey, listen. Better to be safe than sorry. I'm just saying. That's right.
See, Whisperer, you helped us out tonight. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, a valuable lesson.
You was our official Q person.
There it is. Now, keep me on my toes. That's for sure. I ain't mad at you.
Because at first I was like, did I do something wrong? But that's cute, sir, madam.
We're
glad you're here.
Absolutely. And we're going to try this one more time because y'all left me hanging earlier. But this they call from Cleveland,
did.
And I just want to say thank you to the 6i. I'm going to get y'all later. 6i, 6i's Radio Network. Appreciate all the listeners, Mr. 6i, Mr. DJ ATL, and, of course, appreciate the squad. And once again, from those who celebrate Easter, have a happy Easter. Be safe. You know, go find some eggs. I'll give you a number where you can bring me. Mail me some chocolate. You know, I love my chocolate.
They go on sale 50% off on Sunday. Well, Monday.
Just send
morning,
it to me. I'll send it to them. You got to send it to me. I'll send it to them.
And you know what I'm saying? I like chocolate covered strawberries with a little bit of Miss Lady appreciation. Well, maybe we should talk about that. But if we could try this together, all together this time, I would greatly appreciate it.
We got you.
And as we say, and as we always close the show out, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
God grant me the serenity to
accept the things that I cannot change.
The courage to change the things I can.
And the courage to change the things I can.
And the wisdom to know the difference. Yes, I love y'all.
Amen.
When y'all play along.
Appreciate y'all.
You know what I'm saying? But once again, y'all, good show, great show. Appreciate y'all.
Good show.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Mr. DJ ATL, and of course, Mr. 6i and the 6i Radio Network and the listeners, and appreciate the opportunity to be on the platform. And with that, I'm complete.
Like I am.
Check.
All right. Like I said, hey.
Love you guys.
One drop.
See you
let
later.
It go.
Smile.
Happy holidays from the Cloud Radio.
Beautiful. Keep smiling.
Happy holidays from the Cloud Radio.
Kisses, too. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Good night.
Come here, Halloween.
check.
Last one over there, get the right neck.
Oh, no.
It's your boy DJ ATL11 Styles kicking it with 6i and the squad. Drop it.
Google, what time is it? You over there laughing about? Destiny, I'm going to get you later, Destiny.
All right, I'm coming over there.
Yeah, I'm going to get you too.
Tonight, DJ ATM.
Good night, everybody. Sweet dreams. Happy holidays. Happy Easter. I'll see y'all on the other side.
believe.